Hey everyone, thanks for checking out this episode of Sex with Emily. This episode, we are going to help you keep the holidays sexy and not stressful. You know how that happens sometimes. I'm going to be giving you tips on how to deal with the in-laws, how to have better sex, even more sex, and the perfect gifts that keep on giving all year. So thanks for listening. And also, thank you so much for supporting my sponsors who also would happen to make a great holiday gift. So buying a mattress is one of the worst consumer experiences in the world. Do you agree? You go to the store and you know what? Statistically, lying on a bed for 4 minutes has no correlation to whether or not it's the right bed for you. So how do you know? You spend a third of your life sleeping on a mattress, and let's be honest, mattress stores are downright kind of terrible. They're always trying to sell you. How do they know what I like? Hard, soft? They don't know. And they sell you the wrong beds and the prices are so marked up. But Casper is a new brand of mattress. They sell it online. They cut out the middleman. And what they did was they nailed it. They test dozens of designs and the best-selling mattresses out there. And they created a formula that works for everybody. And they sent me one and I was super skeptical because I like my mattress. But I am obsessed with my Casper. It is just the right like sink, just the right bounce. Casper Mattresses is one of a kind. It's a new hybrid mattress that combines a premium latex with memory foam. And we all know memory foam is a big thing. So it's the most popular mattress technology that's used today. And they made it easy to buy, less expensive. They are so much less expensive. And it's delivered to your home. And you get to try it for 100 days or return it. They obsessively engineered, you got to read about the guy who started the company. He obsessively engineered the mattress at such a fair price. So if you compare to industry average of prices, you can save so much money on these. They're like, you know, $500 for a queen when it's usually $1,000. I mean, it's just the prices are amazing. So Casper turned the buying process of a mattress into a risk-free experience because Casper understands the importance of truly trying on a mattress that is in reality, you spend a third of your life on. So they sent me one. I was weary. I opened it. I've never had such a good night's sleep. I'm not kidding you. It's like being in a hotel bed. You know how you always love hotel beds? So this is what you got to do. Go to Casper.com, Casper/Emily. Use promo code Emily and you get $50 off any mattress that you want to purchase. $50 off, risk-free trial and return policy. Try it for 100 days. If you don't like it, send it back. I promise you, you won't, but try it. Casper.com/Emily, promo code Emily, $50 off. Try it. You'll have a better sleep ASAP. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Check out my goddamn website.
Do it.
It's awesome. No, I'm serious. Like, I've got lots of information there.
Just do it.
People are different kind of listeners. Some people want to listen. Some people want to read. I've got lots of educational things happening there.
Get
but
there.
Like, funny education. Smart. You know, you're not going to fall asleep. It's like I'm talking about how to give a good blowjob. Come on.
I'm being your hype man.
Also,
like,
sign up for my mailing list,
in
too.
The background.
What?
I'm in the background.
It's
like
Anderson.
Telling people to go.
I'm
being your hype man. Like, go there. Go there now.
Like, if people like the show, you can just check it out. And you'll be like, oh, why don't I come here?
What's good
day?
About
That's
it
what I'm
is,
yeah.
Like, just in the middle of the day, I'll go on my email and I'll have an email from you. And I'm like, oh.
I know.
And then I think about you.
Don't you like
oh, it's M. Yeah,
they're awesome. I mean, they're not too much.
A little sex with them in the middle of your day.
And they're a good tip. So, yes, I don't find mailing lists, too, because I will send you emails. And you'll get some special offers and fun things, but not a lot in an annoying way. Because right now, it's the holidays. How annoying is your inbox right now with all these friggin' things offering deals? But you're a dude, so you probably don't.
You know what's funny is like I don't see it on the computer, but if I look at my Gmail on my phone,
right.
I see all the junk mail, and I'm reminded of how much stuff gets like directly to spam.
Yeah, it's good.
I get yours, though, on either or.
I love that.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I don't go into – well, you know, I might go into spam the first time, so you should check your trash after you sign up. But I don't think – I think it's because it says sex in the title. But, yeah, they're good ones. I'm glad everyone does that. So, Anderson, how was your holiday?
It was fine. How was yours?
Mine was –
You were in the desert, right?
I was in Palm Springs. This is the first
land
year.
Of the gays.
It was. I actually was with gays, very lovely gay men, friend of mine and friends of mine. My friend and her friends who happen to be gay and wonderful. And we had a great time. Dinner, sat by the pool, was amazing. I never do that. I never just leave town often.
No, you usually go back to like the tundra.
So this is the first year that I decided not to go. First year in like 20 years, one of the first that I decided not to go with my family to Thanksgiving. I'm going to see him over Christmas because I go every year, but I just thought, you know what? I haven't had a day off or a break and I'm just going to chill and I'm an adult and I can make my own decisions. And it was awesome.
I would think
I just got back today.
Skipping the family is probably better for your sex life.
It absolutely is better for your sex life because, it's funny that you say that, Anderson, because we're going to be talking about that. Did you know that?
No, I have no clue what we're talking about ever.
Because I'm just going off my family. You really don't. I don't even talk to you. But no, we are actually talking about the holidays and because they are around the corner. Everyone, a lot of you went home. A lot of you have the holidays coming up, whatever you celebrate, but you might go see the family soon. You probably will. And so I feel like this time of year, it's really kind of known to be a very stressful time for couples. I mean, I know that the holidays are supposed to be cheery and happy and warm and all this good stuff, but right, Anderson? Do you get stressed out or no?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everyone does.
Do you really? I mean, because I don't. Because I
get stressed about the shopping.
I mean, I do a little, but not like you do because I don't have like in-laws and stuff.
I got like, 15, 20 people that it's like instantaneously I have to think of like what I should get them. And
right.
It's a pain in the ass.
It is a pain. And how do you feel about your in-laws? Okay, right. So it's not easy.
They think I'm okay.
They must love you. Come on.
I'm like the second best out of two.
What do you mean?
Well, they have another son-in-law.
Oh,
they have all daughters. So, but they
have
two son-in-laws.
They got three daughters.
Three daughters. No boys. And then now they have two son-in-laws, and I am like a distant second.
Why?
Because the other guy's handy, and he's around all the time, and he's already given them two kids, and he's
really?
From New York, and he's like he's that guy.
He's handy. He like puts in light bulbs and stuff, and like fixes
circuits
when they're
broken. Redid their entire patio, and I can't compete with that. Plus, I've slipped up and said a few things about the mom in front of everyone at her expense, which you don't do with that family.
No, you really don't.
Yeah.
You made fun of the mom like early on and you could never rescind or
right.
Now,
yeah, they still bring that up every time. You mean like the one time when you called our mother stupid?
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Really?
It's bad.
But they must love you. You're just saying that, but they must like love that you make their daughter so happy.
Yeah.
Okay, how about your own family? Do you see them on the holidays? Did you just split it
up? That's its own thing. I don't talk about that.
Okay, this is the thing. So
got to split them up. Yeah, it's like double the fun.
Right. And so it's stressful, but I was just thinking about this on the way here because I love coming here during the show and my brain just goes, I'm like, oh my God, it's interesting the holidays because it's so confusing. Like everything in life, there's a lot of dualities. There's the joy, the holidays, gifts and presents and family. And I'd say 50% of it, maybe for a lot of people or more, could just be like stress and gifts and family and all the drama that can bring up. And so things get crazy at work and, you've struggled, want to find the perfect gifts and all that stuff. So I'm going to give some tips for, surviving the in-laws and all that stuff. But first I want to say something that I think is going to go back to, that's just going to help everybody. And something I've been thinking about a lot too is that the holidays do get hard and they can be confusing. And I just want everyone to know this because it's something that I had to deal with my family. And this is just, there's nothing to do with sex at all. But I'm going to get to it. I promise. Is that your parents did the best they could raising you with the skills that they were provided. So I'm sure they had like whatever they did to you or whatever issues they bring up for you. And I'm not saying everyone could love your parents, but everyone's got issues. They did the best they could. Their parents probably did the same things to them that they do to you, or that's how they were raised. They didn't know any better, but they love you to the best of their ability. And your parents aren't going to change. They're never going to change. So every year you're going to continue perhaps to get disappointed or let down by similar things that happen every year. Like, oh God, mom did this again. So the only thing that's going to change for sure and that you know that's going to change is you and your expectations that you have of what's going to happen over the holidays. So if every year you expect that you're going to go home, it's going to be great, and your mom's going to get you the perfect gift, and your dad's going to compliment you and your raise at work and all the great things you're doing, and is really nice to your husband or whatever, it's not going to happen this year. It might not. I mean, I hope, people can change, but only if they want to. And so typically people in our lives, unless they go through some own metamorphosis on their own or therapy, they're really going to be the same. And I'm just going to save you. A lot of people know this. Do you know this, Anderson? Do you accept your parents yet? I think like people when they're younger, they don't. Like, I think I had to go through this, in therapy and figure it out and hate my mom and get mad and then talk to her and confront her and let it go and realize, did you go through this?
Yeah, I think usually when you get closer to, your parents' age when they had you,
right.
You have a lot more insight as to, what might have been going through their head.
Exactly. So this is just a public service announcement, okay? Because I think it's important.
So you're saying get your dad a fleshlight.
No, I'm just being honest to people that I've been thinking about this a lot and talking about this a lot this weekend, that your family just, you know, whatever. So try to have good time this holiday season and try not to be so stressed and love your family and appreciate them and love your partner, because appreciation and showing generosity and appreciation are the things that make relationships stronger. And if you get all stressed out and anxious and you stop connecting and you stop having sex because you're worried about your family and what to buy, then you're just going to let it slip by. So let's all pledge to have a really joyous holiday season.
So you're saying have sex in your family's house?
Oh, funny you should say that, because we have a Sex in the News story about that. Really? Do you have sex in your in-laws' house?
I don't talk about those things.
Okay. Half of Americans admit to having sex while staying with family over the holidays. It's a poll. Hosting relatives and friends over the holidays? Odds are they're getting randy in the guest bedroom. Because according to a poll conducted by online travel site Priceline.com, nearly half, 49% of the 1,000 U.S. respondents admit to engaging in some sort of holiday nookie, be it in the teenage bedroom they grew up in or their aunt's fold-out couch in the basement. But it's not just horny house guests that are engaging in R-related holiday fun. It applies to the hosts. They admit to being naughty in their boudoir while the guests slept. And maybe that's why 2/3, 68% of Americans say they preferred that their out-of-town guests stay in hotels. I want to stay in hotels. I don't want to stay with anybody ever, ever. Like, I don't even want people to stay with me, nor do I want to stay with anyone. Not even guys. Like, seriously, if I'm dating someone, maybe. But who the hell want? It's so much better if you can have your life and your time and you're in, you know, we're adults. Do you agree, Anderson?
You just finished saying it. Enjoy your family, accept them, and enjoy the
holidays.
Stay
a holiday.
Stay by yourself.
Stay in a hotel. No, I'm just saying.
I just want me
sense.
And my Mimi in room 134.
Okay, whatever. I understand that you all can't stay in hotels. I'm just, as my personal thing. But if you're staying with your family and you're going to have sex, which you probably will, I'm going to be giving you some ideas later. I do think you can be rosy over the holidays. Just stay in a hotel. I have things that you can. There are actually, if you get randy in the hotel, it's totally fine. Or with your parents.
What?
There's discreet toys that I'm going to tell you that are very quiet that you can use.
You should probably recant that randy at your parents' house, not randy with your parents.
Did I say randy with your parents?
You did.
Randy with your parents could mean having a good time. Does randy always mean sex?
It does, I think. Oh, it's a British thing.
Okay, whatever. So that's what people do. I've had sex in my mom's house.
Yeah, there's something about going to the in-laws' house or even your own house, especially if it's like your childhood house. There's a lot of memories there, a lot of sexual ghosts in that house, you know? And
but like parents
takes you back.
Know that. My parents, like I always stay with my parents in Michigan. I'm kidding. Actually, all that rant because I was just thinking about my stressfulness of staying with anybody, like except for my family, because I actually do love my family. But I've had sex in my mom's house a lot, like in recent years too. Like I used to hook up with my ex and we'd go in like her patio. My mom passes out. She doesn't know.
Well, your mom passes out and you have sex
in
the patio?
I had the best. Do you know that 2 years ago, I had the best sex at Thanksgiving or 2 years, a few years ago. This was more than that. With an ex-boyfriend who was also from my hometown. We had amazing sex, the best sex ever. In fact, every year I get a text from him. We broke up 5 years ago on Thanksgiving that we had great sex at my parents' patio. And
isn't
I don't know.
Frigid?
It was freezing. It was hot, though, and cold. I can't explain it. It was
icy hot. Hey, is he married with kids now?
Yeah.
And he still texts you?
No, he's not married with kids. Sorry. No, he has a girlfriend. But yeah, he's like, that night, Thanksgiving. Yeah, dude, they all text me still. Is that bad?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they
I don't do anything. No, because I'm friends with all my exes. It's fine. I give them good memories. You know, that's what I can do. That's what I leave them. And they move on and they're better men with better women.
I'd love to see what
different
your Christmas
women.
Card looks like.
My Christmas card?
You send Christmas cards to all your ex-boyfriends with just like photos of the places you guys banged.
I do, actually.
Season's greetings.
And I address it to them and their wives. And I'm like, remember that time? It's awesome.
Because most people send out, like, you know, pictures with them and their kids and their spouse. But you just send like locations of places, hot places you banged.
Yeah. Maybe I should just do a montage of me and all my exes, like, in the places that we went, like, of all the places together in one car.
Just the locations with, like, puddles left behind.
Exactly.
Empty lube
bottles. Lube bottles strewn across the floor, and no joke, that has happened to me. Okay, another thing is men who do housework really clean up in the bedroom. So there have been these studies. This has come out in recent years where, like, women are turned on by housework, and people laugh, and they're like, oh, it's really hot if my husband's emptying the dishwasher. But it's really just not about that. Because couples who are together, I know that couples who are together, they share the dishwashing, vacuuming, other domestic chores, once considered women's work, have a better and more fulfilling sex life, which is a new study. And it makes sense because relationships are, contemporary relationships. We're all doing everything. We're working, women are working, men are working, and they want equal sharing and they want your partner to be contributing. So, women who are left with the sole responsibility, cleaning the house, doing laundry, that would piss me off, taking care of the kids. And the last thing they want to do is have sex. Guys come home, they're doing that. You know what I'm saying? So if you're on the same level playing field, you're going to, have more sex. So everyone should, sweep and empty the dishwasher and the garbage baskets, waste baskets. Do you do that? Do you guys have chores that you split up?
No, I do everything.
Come on.
I do most of it. Because I'm home during the day and she works during the day.
Do you care?
No. Like, I do all, the heavy lifting. And I always think it's manipulation because she'll, I'll be taking the trash out and folding the laundry and she'll be like, you're so hot when you do that. And
no, but it really is
hot. I think she's just manipulating.
No.
She wants me to hear that, so it's positive reinforcement, so I'll do it again.
No, but then does she have sex with you after that?
Whenever
you're not going to answer that, but I'm telling you, when men split the workload, it says women feel less overwhelmed and have a little bit more room in their mind for more sexy activities. And it's hot
when she's down on her hands and knees plumbing.
Have you seen a man in rubber gloves?
What?
I don't know. Oh, with a tool belt? It's hot. No, I'm telling you, so this guy I was dating, when I first moved in my apartment in LA like a year ago, he came over and this is a true story. He came over and he put together. Like my dimmer switch and hung stuff up in the bathtub, all this stuff. And I was told, I was turned, it was hot. I was like, you know how to do that? Like, it sounds like such a chick thing because I can't do anything like that. I have other skills, but it was hot. And then we had great sex. I appreciated it.
See, you're describing my brother-in-law. I can't compete with that. He comes over to that.
Can you cook? Can you could you edit them a video, family video or something?
I did, actually, for their first daughter's wedding. I did the whole thing.
So they must have loved that. You're a great editor.
I thought it was okay. They were too busy laughing at his jokes to even notice it, I think, when I pushed play.
I hate this guy. Can we bring him down this year? Just
he'd be
kidding.
Great.
It's all
he'd be
love.
Great on the show.
He would be?
Oh, yeah. He's like a total New Yorker guy. Yeah.
Like New Yorker. What do you mean by there's so many things that means?
He's from Long Island. He's
Jewish?
He's like
I'm
the
Jewish.
Real dude.
No.
He's Italian.
Oh, Italian Long
he's
Island.
He's like an Italian George Costanza.
Okay, but he's good to the daughter?
Yeah, he treats her well.
Okay, so the thing is, help out over the holidays. And again, the holidays are just, there's so much about stress, and I just feel like we need to do everything we can to make it. Because, this is the season that, puts a lot. Like, do you ever fight with your partner over the holidays? I mean, I know a lot, I've broken up with boyfriends. There's just a lot of stress that goes on and people fight. So I'm going to tell you how you survive the in-laws first is use active listening skills. Listen to what they're saying. Don't insult your in-laws like Anderson does. Listen carefully.
Did.
What?
One time. That's all it takes.
That's all it takes. They never forget. Okay, so here's the thing.
I think bring them a bottle of wine, too, right off the bat, right? Get them liquored up.
Get them a really nice bottle of wine. Do you bring them stuff? Are they drinkers?
Yeah, they have a few.
See.
I always show up with booze because I want to get them a little bit sauced so that they're easier to deal with.
See, that's what everyone does over the holidays, don't you think? That's why everyone's having – I was going to say that the article earlier, the news story, everyone's having sex because everyone's drunk and you're more likely to have sex.
There are a lot of babies in September, a lot of births. Yeah.
It's true. That's
my mom works in the nursery and it goes crazy in September.
No, it's absolutely true. It's Virgos, anal child.
What?
Anal retentive. If you're a Virgo.
An anal child?
No.
I didn't think that was possible.
I did not mean that at all.
The thing with the holidays, Em, is they're either 100 miles an hour or it's nice when you're actually sitting around doing nothing because people have time off too. So when you can actually enjoy the Christmas tree or whatever, the decorations you got in the fireplace, enjoy it. Enjoy those little moments. But everything else is 100 miles an hour because you have to do everything double speed and get everyone something and do more work so you can take time off.
Exactly. So you have to take evenings. This is my tips for couples. I'll go back to the in-laws in a minute because that's a good point is that take evenings for yourself. So if you guys look at your calendar and you guys are both really busy, try to plan evenings where you're not shopping, you're not doing things and you're let's watch holiday movies or whatever it is that used to make you love the holidays. Go back to when you were a child and you think about what made you happy. Maybe it's watching Christmas movies or watching, porn. I don't know. Have a night where you guys can help each other relax. So give each other massages. If you could ever do it any other time of year, this is the time because it will keep you connected. Can you do that, Anderson? Give her a massage with my massage candle. Really?
She gets those all seasons.
She does?
Oh, yeah.
You massage her a lot?
I need another one, actually.
Do you really?
We use a lot.
I have some in my trunk.
Cool.
Buy my Emily and Tony candles.
Or?
What?
Cool. We'll get some from your trunk later.
Yeah, we'll get from my trunk. That sounds really hot. Okay. So help each other relax and have lots and lots of sex. So I know that a lot of times when you're stressed, you actually don't want to have sex, but it's kind of like you fake it till you make it sometimes. I think with women, it's like I say, and I hate to say faking it and sex in the same sentence because you should never fake an orgasm, but it's like I say going to the gym. You put your shoes. The hardest part is getting to the goddamn gym. And sometimes with sex, you think I'm stressed, but just like try, just give in. If it's man or woman, I'm not saying it's either man or woman who want more sex, but just have some more sex. Sex makes everything better. Your serotonin raises. You'll just be more connected. And be willing to compromise also, you know, on, you know, your plans for the holidays. So don't say yes to every party. And also when I was talking about families earlier, that if you do have in-laws or you're seeing a boyfriend, whatever it is, or even if you're by yourself, like I did this year, set boundaries because the holidays should be about what you want and you don't have to say yes to everything. So you can start to say, you know, I love your family or I love my family, but I'm only going to go home for 3 days and not five. Like take control of your life and figure out, you know, and if you're in a relationship, compromise. Don't you guys have to do some of that compromising? Who sees who, you know, right, Anderson?
Oh, absolutely. It's like 2 o'clock family, my house. Family. Yeah.
Yeah.
5 o'clock. How about we go to your house at six? That gives 4 hours with the family, with my family. But what you were saying earlier about sex is, and I love it. You said it a long time ago on Loveline, but it really stuck. Was when are you ever going to, like, after you're done with sex, go, ah, shouldn't have done that? Unless it's a bad decision with the wrong person. But like if you're having sex with your partner, you like a lot of time you're not in the mood to begin with. But once you actually do it and you're done, it's not like, ah, why did I waste my time doing that?
Right.
That
just like working out, right? Do you agree? It's just like working out.
Just like working out.
Like you could actually see a bad movie and be like, why did I see that bad movie?
Wasted my day. Wasted 2 hours.
Exactly. Like you probably do a lot for your podcast.
I do. But never do I finish sex and go, wow, I wasted 5 minutes.
Or the gym. Exactly. Like, so if you guys like the gym, right? Have you ever worked? What'd you say?
So I wasted 5 minutes of my life. Sex. I was making a joke.
No one's, and this is how I feel about sex toys too. No one's ever like, you know, or masturbation. They never, like, couples are like, what choice? Like, no one's ever said, why did you tell us to use a sex toy together? It was horrible. But it's true.
But masturbation, yes, there's a lot of regret there often with many men, especially. Like, I can't believe I just looked at that.
Really? What's wrong with you guys have so much shame and regret about that.
A lot of regret, yeah.
I think, you know, you guys
slide
are going to let that go.
Slide the computer slowly away from me.
Let it go. I think it's bad. That, I mean, obviously, it's a problem for a lot of men if it's like compulsive and there's issues, but really, like.
There needs to be more Christmas themed porn. There
really
does.
I was just going to say that. I was going to say watch a holiday movie or watch a Christmas parody. Like, baby. I don't know. What would be – I don't know. I'm Jewish. What would be a good Christmas thing?
I don't know. I'm drawing blanks here. Rudolph. That's all I got.
Rudolph the Red
40,
Hose.
Rudolph the Red what? Go ahead.
Rudolph the Red Hose rain – Rudolph the Red Hose ate her deer.
Eight horned deer.
What? Put it in her ass. Something like that.
I don't know what that means, but I'll
I'm
going to
think
it.
Of a better one when I have more time. Okay, so listen. So just stay focused also supporting your partner because they're probably not – if it's the first time you're going home with someone, they might not be aware of what's going on with your family. It could cause frustration and headaches and stuff like that. Remember to breathe and, like I said, create – oh, this is the in-law part, so I just skipped to this. Okay, so in-laws. Stay focused on supporting your partner. So here's the thing that a lot of couples don't do. They don't support their partner when they're with the families. And then that creates stress and tension. So I think you should discuss it ahead of time. If you know that something's going to happen and it happens every year, discuss it. Do you guys do this? You're like, be prepared for my mom to bring up the joke about when I insulted her.
Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I get like, don't make fun of my mom again like you did 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Don't say anything about my mom's intelligence like you did 4 years. Exactly. Hell, I got it. Rudolph the Whore trained – no, rain – train deer.
Whore
train deer.
Yeah, whore train deer.
And then
deer.
There's a train that gets run on the on a girl dressed
oh,
as a
for
deer.
For real, that's the name of the movie?
That's what I'm making up.
Okay, good. I know. I wish I'm actually usually really good at this stuff, but my brain is firing in different directions because I want to talk more about
in-laws.
Actually, no. But the thing is that yeah, it can be stressful. So you have to, you know, just you can have emotional reactions, all that stuff. Just try to keep it together, people, and have a good holiday. I'm going back to that, even if I'm sometimes a little sarcastic about it. I just want everyone to have a great holiday, and part of that is picking the perfect gift. So this is the third. So the first thing is how to be bonding with your partner over the holidays. Second is with the in-laws. And now let's just talk about picking the perfect gifts. Does it stress you out, Anderson? Like, does she give you a list? What do you do?
For her?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and her birthday is December, too, so it's double whammy. But no, I mean, as far as she goes, like, you guys, you're kind of fucked if you haven't been paying attention all year. I'm going to be honest. And you know, Emily, you can attest to this.
What?
You guys drop hints throughout the year.
Yes, we do.
And if you jot those little hints down and you get even just two or three of them. Things that she's been saying throughout the year, like,
that's
ooh,
so
I like
smart.
That. Ooh, those boots are cute. Don't you think I'd look hot in that? And then you go back and you get those things.
So do you do that? Are you writing it out every time?
I got a list on my phone. I keep things on my phone.
That's
yeah.
Really smart. So you're all set to go. That saves it. That's so, I mean, but some people are like request specific things from their partners, I guess. I never did that.
Cash.
Yeah, exactly. I'll take your Visa for a day. Thank you. So here's why I think, you know, personally, I'm going to give you some of my favorite recommendations, because I think that sex toys and sex products make the best holiday gifts. And it's not because, and I'm not even saying, like, I'm not sitting here and freaking talk about vibrators and stuff like that. I'm just saying that it reminds you, you can get a bunch of other things. Maybe she wants those boots that make her feel good, or, you know, whatever, the new iPad. She should have that. But if you get one thing this year, like, I don't care if it's a stocking stuffer. There's some joke in there, right? Get a little something sexy. Just throw something sexy in there, because it's, you should prioritize your sex life over the holidays. It reminds you both that your sex life is important, and it reminds you that, you know, you can put off cleaning up wrapping paper or whatever, so you can run upstairs and try out the new toy. Something new and fun to try, or a new, you know, watch a new whatever, try the new lube, or I have some other ideas here for people. You know, I'm going to get you something sexy for you and your partner, right, Anderson?
What do I get you? See?
Don't get me anything.
Now I'm stressed.
Oh my God, don't get me anything.
I'm fucking stressed.
Dude,
now.
No, here's the thing. I'm really this way. I'm not the chick like that says that and doesn't mean it. Like, don't get me anything, but I really mean it.
I got you like a set of tools, I think, last year.
I think, didn't Mike get me that?
Fuck you.
Did you get me that?
So hurtful.
Wait, I thought.
It's very hurtful.
No. You both.
Yeah. Yes, I gave you, it was like a ratchet set or something.
I use it, wait, the whole big thing.
Yeah, the big thing.
I use it all the time. And well, the guy
thought,
does.
You thought my Catherine got it.
No, you gave it to me. Uh-huh, I remember that.
It was like a month late, remember? I kept,
yeah,
it was
totally.
Like a joke.
Why did
it was
I think
my
it was
house
my,
forever?
Because, right, I totally remember. Mm-hmm. Dude, I don't know why I thought that in this moment. I use that all the time. That was the best gift ever, a toolkit. Because, and I'm kidding, like, the guy came over and used it to do the dinner.
Did he use it
something.
On you, Emily?
No, I didn't have toys for that. No, he didn't. Dude, that was the best present. I've never had a toolkit. I loved it. It was like a hardcore.
You said that you liked it so much you wanted to go home and break some shit at your house.
I did. And I actually did break some shit. And I use it a lot, actually, because I am handier than I let on to. But I don't want people to start calling me to like start fixing their toilet.
I thought Mike got it for me. You know what Mike got you? He got
what?
You nothing.
It's true. I don't know why. I honestly. When I come back, I'm telling you my best toys for the holidays, presents, things are going to blow your mind. I promise. But first, a word from our amazing sponsors. Hey everyone, let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love a little more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? Not hard at all. Go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, anything you desire. Just enter offer code Emily at checkout and you'll get all 10 free gifts. I got this for everyone on my list because I'm telling you, all my friends, birthdays, whatever, get them something sexy. Get them something that they want. Go to adamandeve.com today. Select one item. Get 10 free gifts, including free shipping. I love free shipping. I love 10 free gifts. Enter offer code Emily, that's EMILY, at adamandeve.com. Okay, so back to the gift stuff.
Back to the program.
Okay, so here's some of my favorite things that I like. These are things, okay, so you all know that I do try everything. I get everything in the world sent to me, every toy, every product, and I never tell you anything that I don't think is amazing. So this is just a little sexy something that I think that you should, from all my research, I do really hard work. I have to masturbate. I've spent a lot of time testing stuff, and I try a lot of toys that I don't like, that I don't talk about, and a lot of products that I do not tell you about because I wouldn't do that.
Do any of them hurt?
Yes, I've had pain. I've had to go to the emergency room. I don't talk about that shit.
No, you did not.
No. But if I did, I wouldn't tell you. Unless I hated it.
You better, for the sake of the show, you have to talk
about
going to
the ER.
Yeah, I'd
feel bad though. Like, what if there was someone? You're right. You're right. No, I would talk about the ER. But no sex. It's like the show. Sex toys sent me to the ER. Do you know that show?
That's a great topic.
No, there's a show called Sex Sent Me to the ER. They keep wanting to be on this show. Have you seen it?
No.
It's actually funny. I watched it once by mistake.
How many episodes could they have?
They're like millions. It was so popular. Like people, and you know what the worst part is? Anderson, you'll appreciate this as like a movie, film person, television. Are you a television person too?
Good show.
It's all reenactments, which are the worst things ever.
Oh, so it's like bad acting?
Yeah, it's like.
Do they do it dramatically?
Oh, yeah. It's all dramatic. It's actors playing the part of this. The one that I saw was a couple that jumped. She's like, so it opens up. I have to tell you the story.
I have to see the show.
Okay, so it opens up.
This is what I'm doing for the holidays.
The couple, she's like, hi, my name's Bob. You know, my name's Mary. We've been together, you know, year and a half, and we just love sex. Yeah, we do. We do crazy things. We do crazy things. And this one time, we went on a helicopter. I love jumping out of airplanes. We do. It's really fun. So they go up into the airplane, and they said, and then she says, I want to have sex with you while we're jumping out with the parachutes, with jumping out of the airplane with parachutes.
What about like the pilot? And the
exactly. So they jump out. So you know what's going to happen. Like, what happens next? You know, you cut the commercial. Like how could you have sex jumping out of an airplane, like with a parachute? I'm giving such PR to the show. They jump out, and like it turns out, like they she grabs them, and they start having, like, they're literally falling. And then they start having sex before they pull the parachute, right? Because you have like a few seconds. Pulls on his pants. She pulls her parachute, and his won't go. And they're still having sex, and like he falls down. He's bloody. I mean, it finally goes, but he's got blood. His like penis is ripped out. It's like crazy.
And he's like naked.
And it's a reenactment. Yeah. So it's bad, but I'm talking about it. Friggin' be careful. So no, I've never gone to the ER, but I would be sure to put it in my YouTube channel.
All right, tell me about your sex toys that you want for Christmas.
This is really important. So women. A lot of women love jewelry. Under the tree, you've heard that before. Diamonds are girls' best friend. So. The Crave Vesper is a beautiful gold-plated vibrator that doubles as an elegant necklace. And you've seen me wear it around my neck.
I
vibrator.
Have not.
Come on, I wore it in here. It's beautiful. I didn't know what it was. It looks like a pen, kind of. It's a gold. I was wearing it on the Loveline, and Mike's like, is that a vibrator on your neck? Because he saw on my Instagram I have it. Check it out. It's called the Vesper. It's beautiful. It's gold, and it's sleek, and it charges USB, and you can get it at goodvibes.com. Use coupon code Emily and you get 20% off.
Could see a lot of girls who are like really hate their dads wearing these. You know?
No, I wear it all the time just because I think
daddy?
It's really pretty.
Do you hate daddy?
No, I love him. I don't have five.
You know what I mean?
So like, I do have daddy.
She goes with her boyfriend back for the holidays. They use it on her during some like hot sex the night before. And then she's wearing it at the dinner table for Christmas.
So, yeah, it's hot.
And like daddy has no idea this was up inside me last
exactly.
night.
Exactly.
Vigorously.
That's amazing. You can actually clean it after.
What
you
if
do
it
that?
Turns on by mistake? Though?
No, that's what that happens to me. So I was in
Does
a meeting
it?
And it turned on beneath in my. Because I wear it. I actually love it. It's a beautiful – that's the thing is that she'll love it because it's a piece of jewelry and it actually is a really powerful vibrator. But it's you didn't really know I'm wearing it. I wear it all the time. It's a little –
Yeah, I've never seen anything that looks
okay,
like a vibrator.
So
it,
no, you wouldn't know. Mike just said it because on Loveline because he saw me put it on Instagram. But anyway, it doesn't look like it, but it looks like beautiful jewelry. And people compliment me all the time. I'm like, it's actually a vibrator. So it's cool. But the point is if you – this only happened to me once, but I was leaning forward and I – like against a desk and the little button – it was just for – it's not loud. It's very discreet. Oh, it's perfect for the holidays because you could use it. And your parents won't hear you, or no one will hear your relatives won't hear you because it's discreet. So anyway, and it started going on, and I started shaking, and my boobs, like it was like in the middle of my boobs, but it was like in a meeting with people that wasn't a big deal. It wasn't like I was, well, who would I ever meet with
right.
that would fucking care?
Yeah.
Everyone I meet would be like, that's awesome, that's a vibrator. But if I had like a serious meeting and I was like a banker, that would be bad. But
what is this thing called?
The Vesper by Crave. Okay.
Is it Crave or
K? Crave. Vesper. Vesper. Are you looking it up?
I'm going to.
Okay, you should. Okay,
I'm not going to get it for her because that's she doesn't hate her dad, but that's an awesome
dude,
gift.
I love my dad. I don't need my dad. You don't have to bring it. Mm-hmm. I wear it all the time. My dad died. Thank you very much.
Wow, I didn't mean
it's
to
abandonment go down issues. It's okay, whatever. Okay. No, I'm fine. It was a long time ago. But I have no daddy issues. I do, but that's a whole other show. All right, so here's the thing. This is a great opportunity. Like I said, sex toys, they remind you that sex is important. This is why you get your partner something that's sexy. I don't care if it's like laundry or blindfolds or whatever you do. But if you want to get something like a high-quality, high-end sex toy that you wouldn't normally like spring on, you're like, oh, I'm just going to get something a little cheapy, which you probably should never do, the Jimmy Jane Form 2. It's amazing. They just relaunched it, the Jimmy Jane. Do you know the Form 2? You don't know this. A deluxe vibrator. Packs a wild, you can wear it during intercourse. It's like the nubs on the rabbit vibrators. She can move it between her clitoris. You can wear it in her hand, use her hand during intercourse alone. She can use it to vibrate. It's to for
What's
her
it called,
own
the Jim
masturbation.
Jam?
Jimmy Jane Form 2 and the new one.
I like that name, Jimmy Jane.
Really? What the hell is that? I don't know. There's a new one.
Jimmy
what is
Jane.
That? The gold plate? What at Madison? The gold. Like, it's not even on here. But whatever. They have a new great one. But go to goodvibes.com for all this stuff and get it. And it's my favorite toy forever. I got it years ago. They just relaunched it. It's awesome.
And it's high end and it'll last
It's high
you
end and rechargeable. It's waterproof. It's the best seller ever. I always recommend it. It's really super powerful. It's quiet. You can travel with it. And it's beautiful. It's won design awards. I love it. Next, here's the deal. These are the top toys that your partner would might want to see under the tree or in the stocking or whatever holiday you celebrate. Because another thing about giving them a toy or something sexy is that you're saying, I want to try new things. You're opening the door to new adventures in your sex life too. So that's another reason. Okay, for your favorite techie. So this is a new trend in sex toys right now. There's a lot of like wireless toys. There's the Blue Motion Bluetooth Wireless Vibe by Oh My Bod. And it's so cool. We've talked about this. It could be controlled by via Bluetooth across a 26-foot range or from miles away connected by Wi-Fi. So if you're in a long-distance relationship, so it comes with a pair of panties. I actually got the first one. My friend Brian from Oh My Bod gave me the first for my birthday this year. The first one that came out, and you wear it has these panties, like one size fits all for reals, and it has a little a vibrator in it. And your partner, from wherever they are, their cell phone at home or next to you can control it. And you can, like, add the, you know, they could be wherever on their iPad. It's hot.
It really is like the hello, how are you text of tomorrow, I think.
What do you mean? Just you know, like, hey,
yeah, like all day long. The wife and I like, will send a little text like saying, hi, how are you? Thinking of you because we don't see each other for, you know, 14 hours at a time. But in the future, I think that it'll just be like a little, hey, how are you? You know what I mean? Instead
exactly.
of a text, it'll be like a little
bit. I freaking hate text messaging. I want to bring back voicemail messages. I'm pissed off about it. I think texting is the biggest inconvenience. I'm not even going to go there. So I'd rather have someone vibrate me in my panties than freaking text me.
Ooh, what if you learn Morse code as a couple?
That'd be hot.
Yeah.
Why not learn something new as a couple? Like, so this is super cool. These are like, this is the latest technology for like either one of you are techie. It's fun and it's good for couples. Another good couples toy is the WeVibe 4 Plus, which is a wearable vibrator. You can use it lots of, you can also use it during masturbation alone, obviously.
When you say wearable, time. Will you help me out?
Yeah. Okay. So it looks like a C. It's remote control. It can also be hooked to your hooked up to your phone as well. And it can be worn by the woman during sex. And it stimulates both the clitoris and the G-spot. So it's like this, like a C. So she puts it inside of her and it also rubs her clitoris. And you can have sex while she's wearing it. And you will like the vibrations as well. Men do. Men like vibrations. This is the thing. No guy ever said to me, so I'm saying, they've never said, oh, why did you tell me to use a vibrator with my partner? It was the worst thing. I hated the vibrations on my balls or my penis. Like men, like they think it's like just for women. And they're always so psyched when they're like, oh, wow, can I borrow your vibrator? Because that felt awesome on my balls. And that's like the WeVibe because he can feel the vibration, she can. Or you can, again, you could give him a hand job with it. Like you could do so many things with this toy. And it's the 4 Plus, the WeVibe 4 Plus. And there was like been a million of them. And I got to be honest, I tried the 1, 2, and 3. Didn't love. Slipped around. Wasn't great during intercourse.
This one is the best.
The 4 Plus, they friggin' nailed it. And it's remote control. And you can use it all these different ways. And so if you're thinking, I'm not sure. Like I might want to give it to her. So you could give it to your partner as a solo thing. For her or for both of you. So that's why it's awesome. And okay, so the best new toy, something you probably don't have, these are the all the like more luxury toys, is the Stronic Zwei Pulsator. So it's a thrusting toy. So this is by Fun Factory. It is a thrusting toy, a thrust instead of vibrates. So it's like it has a multi-speed motor, it creates a back and forth motion. So you hit the G spot and all the stuff, but it's like you have to see it. Like if you think these videos, you can Google it, like a Fun Factory or go to goodvibes.com and it pulses. Do you know what I mean? Like if you put it on the table, it'll like fall off, like that kind of thing.
It'll
it's like
you're
having sex.
Forward,
it's like someone is having sex with you.
It inches
forward, inches back, forth, back, forth. It's awesome. Okay, best put toy for your guy is that, you know, Fleshlight Stamina Training Unit. I talk about the Fleshlight, but the Stamina Training Unit, I happen to know, is a great gift because for couples, because it's great for her too, because it'll help you last longer in bed. Plus, feels really good. You can give him a hand job, maybe, you know, as part of his gift or something. Or he can use it on his own, and it helps you last longer in bed. And that's my favorite one. And I don't have a penis, but from what I've heard from the people that I know and from the reviews I've read, it's friggin' amazing.
That'd be good just to have, like, the paperwork and always have it laying around whenever you are, like, you know, having fun with yourself. And then if she catches you, you can be like, honey, I'm training for you.
Oh, my God, you've checked out the
I'm training.
No, that's the thing. That's exactly true. You can say that I'm training. I'm doing this for you. And then Madison, my assistant, production assistant, she actually gave it to her boyfriend. And he tried a few of them. And he loved it. And sometimes she's like, I don't really want to have sex tonight. I'm not into it. And then she's like, oh, here, take this. And she's totally fine with it. He used it on his own.
She just
look up at me. But I've told this story before, so she can't be upset. Well, yeah, exactly. She puts it on his pillow and says, you know, I'm going to go finish working or writing, whatever she's doing. She's probably writing because she's a great writer. And you should check out her blog and website. Okay, also, okay, so here it is. So, yeah, that's what we got. So, oh, all purpose also, this is the one. It's the Jimmy Jane Form 2 Deluxe. That's what I was saying with the Form 2. They have a Deluxe one and the Stamina Training Unit. And then also my lube. You can get some lubes. You know, you can never be too rich, too thin, have too much lube.
You got your lubes back?
What lubes?
You have your own lubes.
I do. No. I don't. The Emily and Tony lubes?
Yeah. Are you going to be able to find these on your website? Like, are there going to be links to all these things?
Everyone, the easiest thing to do is to go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Good Vibes banner. And then I have a store there. And then when you go into my store, you're going to see everything they talked about. And you might see something, oh, I like that, but I kind of, you know, I'm thinking this, maybe a little more variation. Everything that's on my page there, I've tried. It's tested. It's true. They also have gift guides on there. And it's just get one thing, one little – you can get her the freaking iPad. I don't care. Get him – what do you guys want? What the hell do you want? Seriously, what do you ask your wife for? What's she going to get you?
There's nothing I want.
What would she get you?
It's another thing. It's just such a hassle.
What's she going to get? iPhone? Like what? What do you want?
I want someone to clean up the stuff that I have. And I don't want it. I'm sick of stuff, man.
Okay, what if she got you like a nice vacation? The point is,
oh,
just
that'd be
get
great.
Interesting.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Do you have like a fruitcake on your list? I was hoping you'd have all these like sexual exploits, and then there'd be like one like a cupcake making kit.
You know there is. No? There is stuff like that on my website. Check it out. No, but just get one. Get her sex checks that are $6 from Good Vibes. Whatever, just something
sex
sexy.
Checks. What's that?
They're like little checks, like good for one blowjob, good for one handjob, good for sex outside. They're fun. Like they're, you know, you don't. I'm getting you sex checks, not for me and you, obviously.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
Yeah. No, what I'm saying is I just think that every chance you get, whether it's birthday, holidays, Valentine's, whatever, do you know, get your partner something sexy that's going to improve your sex life and enhance it, make it a little more fun. Because let's be honest, it takes work sometimes when you're with someone for a while, right? Anderson, it's not always so easy. So,
you got to get creative and make sure those checks aren't cashed when you give them to me.
Exactly. And, I love you, honey.
I know you got smart listeners, but I feel like it's kind of smart. It'd be good to maybe make a disclaimer and make sure that you remind people that if they are doing like family Christmas or family gift opening, as well as their own, sometimes there's a mixture. Make sure you know you do color coded wrapping paper. You
exactly.
Don't fuck
label
up and give
the
them,
gifts. Yeah. This is when you guys spend the night together alone before the holidays or whatever it is. It's a really good point. And make sure the vibrators are out of it in case that happens and starts vibrating a vibrating box.
Batteries, keep them separate.
And also, this is all on my website too. I know I just kind of went through this because I don't want you guys like if you're like whatever I don't know. It's all on my website. There's a gift guide. It's called the Sure Thing, Emily's Sure Thing gift guide, and. Yeah, happy holidays, everyone.
So you never do. You never do like the negative reviews on things.
No, I would. I totally do.
Do you really?
It depends. Like if it was like, yeah, if my vagina blew up, for sure, it'd be a great story. I'd talk about it. I'd be like, oh my god, I thought it was this. You know,
I get shit because I see a lot of movies, but I don't like to talk badly about bad movies, so I just try not to talk about.
Yeah,
those.
No, I'm a very positive person. Yeah, okay, I have good. To say that I really, I'm genuinely a positive person, and it's funny because you'll appreciate this. When I first started radio, they really wanted me to be more. Negative, you know, like they're like, be more, you know, when I was on the air and live on the, you know, CBS
sex
radio.
Sex sells, negativity sells.
No,
yeah.
But they were like, be critical and be whatever.
It does,
judgmental.
It sells, yeah.
I know, I get it. I get this works in radio. I'm not that person. Like, I'm not a mean, judgmental. Like, and so the point is, yes, if there was something that sucked, I tell you what's good. I'm focusing on the positive, so you don't even mess around. If I didn't mention it, it's not frigging good. So just go by what I say. I don't need to bring y'all
and
down.
Emily's
now, if something bad happens, like I shoot my eye out, you know, or like with the something pops my eye and my vagina blows up and my butt something, I'll let y'all know. But that hasn't happened yet.
But Emily, you know, she says she tests all these things, and she's not lying. She really does. She comes in hobbling half the time. But she's really working hard with her vagina to make sure that...
It's exhausting. Sex workouts. Okay, everyone. And thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Thanks, everyone, for listening and supporting my sponsors. I have to tell you about my new obsession, something very close to me. I'm talking about the most comfortable underwear you'll ever put on. I have to tell you the story. So MeUndies.com sent me some underwear, and I was skeptical at first because I'm super picky about what I put on my body. And I swear to God, you guys can feel these. These are the most... I haven't worn them. These are the most comfortable underwear I've ever worn. I've ever put on my body. They feel amazing. And here's what I love. MeUndies is environmentally friendly, and the materials are made of sustainable and natural fibers.
What?
And like, I've bought nice underwear before, but it falls apart. It fades, shrinks. Not MeUndies. They have cool styles for men and women. They all look great. You can check out the photo yourself, MeUndies.com/Emily. And I'm telling you, this quality would typically retail for 2 times the price. It's super reasonable. So go to MeUndies.com/Emily, get 20% off your first order and free shipping, and they guarantee you're going to be happy with them or your first pair is free. And I promise you'll be happy. Once you feel MeUndies on your body, you're never going back. But to get that 20% off, you have to go to MeUndies.com/Emily. Yeah.
I got 4 pair of those.
You did?
Not the panty type. And every time I'm going anywhere, they're always the first boxers I throw in.
Right?
Yeah, they're the vacation boxers for
sure.
I am obsessed. The best.
You feel like you're wearing nothing. I love that you know them, Anderson.
But you got secure. You're secure. So it's not like you're like free-balling.
No, exactly. The men's.
Your boys
that's
aren't
what I've
free.
Heard about
they're,
it, too.
They're tucked away.
I first heard about it on another radio show, and I was like, oh, my God, it sounds awesome.
You can
awesome.
Say you heard about it on the Film Vault.
I heard
about
the Film Vault, which is Anderson's podcast, which you should all check out.
But yeah, they're great. They're fantastic.
Okay, awesome.
MeUndies.
Hello? Hi, it's me, Russ Matthews, America's gay. Listen, I get it. Life is hard. Okay, we all struggle. Boyfriend problems, girlfriend problems, job problems, life problems. Which TV show to watch? Honey, I get it. You need help. That's why I'm here. I'm the gay best friend you wish you had, and honey, you know you need. It's Straight Talk with me, Ross Matthews. This is tough love, honey, but it's worth it, like plucking or waxing. Get your weekly gay pep talk right here on podcastone.com.